This is an oyster catcher right here. He's one of our stars.
Democrat Jeff Green has been on the campaign trail for just over 2 months, yet the self-funded Senate hopeful appears to be catching up to once-presumed Democratic nominee Kendrick Meek in the polls. So what does this have to do with the pelicans, bluebirds, vultures, and hawks recuperating at a bird sanctuary in Indian Shores? Everything, the billionaire said in an air-conditioned SUV after touring the facility in sweltering heat.
I'm in a primary against Kendrick Meek, in a general election against Marco Rubio and Charlie Crist. All of them have received an enormous amount of money from big oil. And this is why we have a problem.
Located on a Sand Key beachfront, Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary is a major player in the effort to rescue oiled birds in the Panhandle, where much of the nonprofit's staff has been sent. Green said the influence of special interests on elected leaders is to blame for the disaster in the Gulf. Not having to rely on their campaign donations, he said, is what sets him apart in this race.
In my Senate race, I'm not taking one penny of special interest money. That means no oil money, no bank money. Nothing, not a penny while I'm running, and never after I'm elected. So I'm not going to be in the pockets of these special interest groups, which unfortunately I think these elected officials are.
Two of the four frontrunners in the Senate race have been crisscrossing the state, demanding that BP and the federal government amp up their response effort. But while U.S. Representative Kendrick Meek and Governor Charlie Crist both already hold elected office, Green does not. But he said he can still make a difference by going to places like the sanctuary, at least in Florida's political landscape.
So what I can do as a candidate is let everyone know that, number one, that we have to end this culture of corruption and bribery in Washington, which is, to me, is exactly what it is when these special interests are aligning the pockets of these guys running for office and then elected officials after they win their seats. And then these elected officials are making bad decisions. And that's why we had this oil spill. It wasn't an act of God, it was an act of man.
Green added that as a U.S. senator, he'd try to curb special interest influence on lawmakers in Washington.
It's like we need a moratorium on offshore drilling, and we need a moratorium on donations to elected officials like Kendrick Meek, Marco Rubio, and Charlie Crist, so they don't keep taking money from these oil companies and making bad decisions for us, for the people of Florida.
But while Green and others have their eye on the long term this election year, Michelle Simoneau, the sanctuary spokesperson, said that in the meantime, the Gulf oil disaster is making the immediate situation dire.
We've been busy from day one since this happened. We have over 20,000 national members, and we immediately just started getting bombarded by calls and by people walking in, sweet little old ladies showing up with toothbrushes wanting to help clean birds, and people showing up with towels and kennels and rags. So, I mean, we have been incredibly busy from the very get-go.
She said that restoring the Gulf to what it was before April 20th will take decades.
We believe so far, just from preliminary findings, that this is going to take anywhere from 20 to 30 to 40 years to try to for the Gulf to try to recover from this amount of oil and this amount of dispersants and what it's going to do to our marine life.
Simoneau said BP's unprecedented use of toxic chemical dispersants is among bird rescuers' biggest concerns, but potential that a hurricane might churn crude up onto Tampa Bay's shores is keeping responders on the edge of their seats.
We are still gearing up and getting prepared as if a major hurricane would come through the Gulf with all that oil to best protect our facility. We have over 600 permanently injured birds that live here year-round, and right now we have about 200 or 300 injured birds that are being rehabilitated. So we have a lot of lives here, and we're just gearing up to fortify ourselves and make sure we have enough materials and have enough things on hand.
And despite the droves of volunteers waiting in the wings to help in the recovery, Simoneau said that there are many restrictions on what they can do. She said this is because the federal government is treating the disaster site like a crime scene.
There are a lot of different agencies that are involved, from the Coast Guard to U.S. Fish and Wildlife, so they're being very, very strict on how people can get involved up there. And basically, you need to be a paraprofessional, or you need to be somebody that's experienced in handling this type of situation before they will let you close to the oil.
To find out more about volunteering at the Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary, go to www.seabirdsanctuary.com. From Indian Shores, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.